Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, large crowds gathered to socialise in the streets of Dublin, Cork and Galway at the weekend. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Tony Holohan said on Saturday evening he was absolutely shocked at scenes he personally witnessed around the South Great George Street area in Dublin city centre. This follows decisions in recent weeks by local authorities to shut off areas of Dublin and Galway city centre to prevent mass gatherings. To discuss where we go from here as we gear up for an outdoor summer, I'm joined by Vincent Jennings, who's head of the Convenience Stores and Newsagents Association, and Gwen Layden, landlord of the George Street Arcade. You're both very welcome to the programme. I might start with you, Vincent, first of all. And as I say, you're welcome to Drive Time. You're quoted in the Irish Times this morning as saying that you disagree with any proposed iron fist approach to cordon off entire streets to try and prevent gatherings. Tell me why so.
Well, thank you, Cormac. Yeah. No, what I'm looking for is a happy medium. I mean, and I don't believe that an iron fist is an appropriate response. And I'm speaking on behalf of retailers and retailers of essential services, but many of whom have been disproportionately and very, very heavily hit throughout this whole pandemic in the city centres. And closing off streets for deliveries and for their regular customers is, I would consider, disproportionate, because there is only a minority of a minority who are ill-behaved. And I don't think that society is well-served by actually going outside of what we've normally been doing, and that is acting with moderation and in moderation.
In a way, we're not talking about a minority of the crowd misbehaving in any way. We're talking about the entirety of the crowd there at the same time together. That's where the public health problem is, isn't it?
It would recall they're a minority of the entirety population. Yes, they are all, they're being funneled into one area or into a small number of areas because there aren't open spaces. Now, I'm not a social scientist, and I'm not attempting to make those arguments. I'm talking on behalf of people who have businesses to run, and the idea of their shops being closed or access to the shops being closed is far too much. This is 15 months, and it's time for the City Council actually organise themselves in a better fashion and have bins there and have toilets there and have plans. That's what we're
expecting. Some people, I hear your point loud and clear, but some people think, you know, that having retail and pubs open for takeaway is part of the problem.
They may well do that, but it is not against the law, and people are entitled. And these are young people who we're denying at this point in time. We're denying them, or we're telling them to wait their time for vaccinations, and at the same time we will applaud them for working in our stores, but we won't allow them to have an ordinary life.
Yeah. What do you think is the answer then?
Moderation. That's the answer for most things, Cormac. Moderation.
I heard once moderation in everything, even moderation. But what does moderation mean, Vincent, in this regard? I mean, it clearly doesn't
much
work.
Much more bins for a start. Smart bins. I mean, if you look at the continent of Europe, and it isn't that difficult to find that they don't have these difficulties, and they have parties, and they have, it may not be an excess drink culture, but they have the same levels of need for things to be put away. But there's reduction of bins in Dublin City, not a multitude of them. And we've had 15 months to work this out, and it's about time now that somebody got up and said, now is the time to do it the right way.
So more services, more facilities,
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's talk about the prospect of moderation for a second with the landlord, Gwen Layden from George's Arcade. Gwen, stay with me, Vincent, if you don't mind. Gwen, you're very welcome to the programme.
Hi, Cormac. Thank you very much.
You are the landlord of George's Arcade, which is around the area which was really the epicentre in some cases of one of the greatest gatherings, or the biggest gatherings we saw over the weekend. Tell me, give me your interpretation.
Well, effectively, I'll describe it to you. I suppose we have 40 businesses under our roof, and they were over the moon to reopen. And the city is, even without any problems, there's no office workers, there's no tourists. So our retailers would be, and we would all be working to, you know, for much less than before. But we were delighted to be reopened. And we are sandwiched, we are right at the epicenter of these kind of pubs. Now, effectively, my solution to it is that certainly to lock down the area would be completely wrong. These are beautiful, old buildings. That's the reason the young people want to be on the piazzas. They're divine, and the young people should meet, and it is good that they would. But if the answer is not locking down those businesses, that would be completely wrong. I have foreign tenants that haven't gone home. They are, you know, they have suffered enough.
Yeah.
In any problem, Cormac, the solution lies in where is the source of the problem. So you just look, where is the source of the problem? Now, the source of the problem is in the volume of pints, you know. So I'm not against pints, but in the theatres, in the churches, there's 50, there's limits, you know. And, you know, perhaps it is a good idea that if pubs are closed, so you've got thousands of pints going out of a hatch of a closed pub. Now, that to me seems really obvious, that there's a little imbalance there. So perhaps a limit, you know, a limit of X number per hour. And that would make us a little bit more civilised.
So you're agreeing with Vincent, moderation.
Yes. Absolutely.
Ah, but hang on a second here now, Vincent and Gwen, and I'll stay with you, Gwen, for a second. If I'm meeting five friends in outside of George's Arcade somewhere, sure, it's and I can four or five pints a turn. Sure, we're talking about 20 pints here.
You are, but I'll tell you now an example. There's pubs. Grogan's hasn't reopened, and we have a wine. We have a wine and cheese bar, okay? And he won't serve wine because he doesn't want to be part of this. You know, there's a lot of pubs that are actually not open because they don't want to be part of this. You know, that if everyone was brought in line, then all the other ones would join in and there would be more people serving. You know, I promise you, I have a beautiful place, Loose Cannon, and they serve wine and cheese, and they won't serve a glass of wine at the moment because they don't want to be, we don't want to be any part of this. Do you know?
Really?
Yep, I promise, you know, because really, most people want to do this. We're listening to Tony Ulan, and we appreciate what he does. And I want to thank him personally for all he has done and how he goes into town and observes it. We want to go by the rules. We want it to work.
What do you think of Vincent's idea that more bins and moderation? I mean, I know I'm summarising very, very closely there.
Yeah, I mean, certainly more bins are great, but I think that, you know, limiting the amount that has to go into any bin. You know, it's the people that, it's not the bin that's the problem. It's the crowd of people, you know. So certainly you can fill a bin, but there's no virus going to be caught from the bin. You know, it's going to be caught from being transmitted through thick crowds of people.
Yeah,
you
and what did you do then, Gwen, as the landlady or the landlord in George's Arcade over the weekend when you saw the amount of people?
Yeah, I tell you, it's been going on for a few weeks. So the first thing is, and let it be kind of maybe a guide for the government, we didn't close our gates. The answer is not taking the easy way out and saying, we'll just shut. You know, that's not fair on the shops. So from 4:30 on, we're lucky we have the same people with us for 30 years. Joe Hennessy is our on-site manager. He's fantastic. And Joe managed it really, really well. And everybody was coming in to go to the toilet. He said, I'm very sorry, this isn't a toilet. I'm very sorry, this isn't a toilet. Mm-hmm. And but we didn't close the gates because that wouldn't be fair on our shops. And, of course, the easy thing to do is just close down. But it's not the right thing to do.
Were they using the toilets in George's Arcade then at the end?
Pardon?
Were they using the toilet facilities in George's
Arcade? Oh, yeah, they were trying. And it was really messy. I mean, I'm not going to tell you it was easy. It was really messy. But, you know, life isn't always perfect. But that doesn't mean the young people are at fault. And they're just doing what young people do. And that doesn't mean that the place is at fault. It's a beautiful, there's beautiful piazzas, beautiful buildings. It doesn't even mean that the people supplying the pints are at fault. But maybe there's a little bit of greed going on and they're trying to serve too many. So that's what I would say. For the sake of all the other pubs, I know Grogan's hasn't even opened yet. There's a lot of really good pubs that don't want to be part of this.
I do hear that. But also there, Gwen, and I'll come back to you, Vincent, in just a second, but Gwen, the idea that outdoor dining, that's not going to happen until June the 7th. Now, is that a good idea in your opinion?
Well, I think you have to respect Tony Houlihan and the HSE and the government. You know, I'm not there to make those laws, and it can't be easy, you know, so I'm absolutely respectful of their decisions, you know. They've led us, they have our good health at the centre of all the decisions they're making. Mm-hmm. So, you know, absolutely. We have to just go with it. Look, there's 15 months we've come through. I mean, most of us had a family member that got this. We've been through the horrors of worrying about them. So there's sacrifices. There's not too much longer left. And I trust Tony Houlihan. I wouldn't be asking him to change his decision.
What do you think about that, Vincent Jennings? Because a number of people have said, look, outdoor dining is due to restart on June the 7th. If that was brought forward even a few days, it would kind of stave off or ward off against the mass congregation for socialising that we saw at the weekend, maybe.
Yeah, and not only that, Cormac, but what it would also do is you would now have people sitting in places on in seats and at tables in a structured fashion rather than sitting on pavements. And it would most and certainly there would be an element of control in itself from that. It would be a sensible thing to bring it forward. Who in goodness name believes that it is the right thing to open after the bank holiday rather than before it? If you've got a pressure cooker, you remove the pressure, and bringing the restaurants forward by a couple of days would be the very, very smart thing to do.
Okay, nobody has all the answers.
Yeah, I'd agree with Vincent on that. I agree, Vincent, yeah.
Okay, I was just going to say nobody has all the answers, but you seem both very reasonable people. Vincent Jennings, head of the Convenience Stores and News Agents Association, and Gwyn Layden, Georgia Street Arcade landlord. Thank you both very much indeed. We'll be back. We'll talk about this a little bit later after 5 or so.